I remember for my wedding, my best friend lamented that he brought a date because there were so many attractive people there.
Oh, like bridesmaids. Yeah. Look at all the bridesmaids. Yeah, there were, look at all the possibilities.
My wife had a couple bridesmaids who were pretty attractive, and he was just like, dang, why'd I bring
it's like a buffet of hotness. What am I doing? No,
why'd I bring a date? So, yeah, you know, we get a bunch of DMs every day, all sorts of stuff, and we got a question on Facebook in our DMs from Renee about a recent wedding she attended.
Okay.
You want me to take this?
I got it.
All right.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. I hear you all help these people and hate to DM you like this, but I need to run something by you.
Okay.
Recently, I traveled out of town for a wedding and arranged to share a room with a friend of mine.
All right.
Well, she met someone at the wedding and wanted to bring him back to our room for the evening.
Giddy up.
I agreed I could find somewhere else to crash.
Okay.
However, she didn't really leave me time to get my stuff out of the room before they went in, so I was the one doing a walk of shame, heading back to my room in the morning in my wedding attire.
Oh, no.
So I'm wondering, since we had prepaid for the room, whether she should have offered to repay me for the night that I didn't actually spend in it.
Oh.
Should I bring it up? Thanks, and I love your show.
Wow, yeah, I see her point. Like, she didn't sleep in that place.
No, she did not. And if I were the friend who found herself a date, I would offer to give the money back.
Well,
that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe she's not even thinking of that. Because honestly, if it's me, that's not the first thing that pops into my head. Like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, I didn't actually share the hotel room with you, so
yeah.
Maybe
what else? She didn't say where she ended up crashing, but Maybe she had to book like another room.
Mm.
And if that's the case, definitely bring that up. Just say, "Oh, hey,
you know what?
Just FYI."
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, yeah. I would just tell her, say, "Hey, you know, because we split this room, and then I didn't actually get to sleep in it. You think maybe you could spot me the money back?"
How do we know that Renee didn't spend the night with some other available single?
Well, I think she would have volunteered that information.
Not necessarily.
Well, all right. Either way, I feel like she does have a right to ask for the money back because she didn't stay in that room.
Hmm. Man, weddings are so fun.
They are.
Like, they are so fun.
They can have bonus fun you weren't even planning on.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I think quite simply, I think she could, hey, remember when we were going to split the room and then I didn't actually get to stay in the room?
Yeah, because, you know, you and Chet were
Mr. Hot Pants.
Yeah. we're having fun. All right. So, yeah, Renee, hope that all works out. Yes, bring it up. See if you can, you know, at least get your money back, and hopefully you had fun as well. But yeah, if not, then at least get
I am a little annoyed that she left out the little tidbit of where she ended up crashing.
I know, and that's what makes me think maybe she, you know, is just doing a little.
I think she would have said though that I found someone to hang out with too. Yay me.
Derek had texted in, sounds like Michael during the Jim and Pam wedding. Of course, that's a reference to the sitcom The Office from several years back. And the scene that he's referring to is at Jim and Pam's wedding. It's at a the reception's at a big hotel. And long story short, Michael doesn't have a room. And so he spends the night in a closet, in a broom closet. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I hope that our friend did not spend the night in a broom closet.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, if you've ever got something that you want hashed out at Ben and Kelly Show. A couple interesting takes here on this on 99.7 DJX. Now, we had a listener who split the cost of a hotel room with a friend. Our friend wound up sharing the room with a guy she met, leaving our listener finding a new place to stay, right? And she was wondering, hey, do I ask her to cover the cost of the room because I never stayed in the room?
Yeah, Eric says, no, it's not the roommate's fault. If you rent a hotel room, then end up sleeping in your car because your car breaks down, should the hotel give you back your money? Most would say they would not.
I do like several suggestions from people who say, have the guy pay her as a, well, gosh, then that. How that makes it sound.
No, that does not sound good.
That makes it sound like
no.
Yeah, she's a professional
you
at this.
Need to pay me for the good time we had last. No, that's not.
Yeah.
That sends the wrong message.
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Yeah,
it does a little bit.
We're just gonna hold. I don't know. Again, I'm kind of bad at being like, hey, can you pay me this money?
Yeah, I know
they're not offering.
You would just eat the cost.
I would.
Right.
So what we're hoping best case scenario is that the friend hears this and then offers to pay the money back.
Yeah. And comes back and goes, oh, you know what I should do? I should cover your costs because you never ended up actually staying in here.
And where did you sleep, by the way?
Yeah. We're all curious.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, let us know how it all works out. And thanks for coming to us at Ben and Kelly's show here on 99.7 DJX.